T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love mornings, Lee, where I wake up and I can smell the coffee and the winning.
There you go.
But this is awesome. Marco Rubio, who once advocated for taking Trump's tariff authority away, has begun to apparently sniff the winning. He can smell it on China, and he wants to get on the right side. So he has put out an 80-page report, which, coming from Rubio, an apologist for all things China and the multinationals and the Chamber of Commerce, is really amazing.
Are you saying that a Republican senator is an opportunist?
Hard to believe, yes.
Okay.
And that's fine with me, as long as he's on my side.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm fine with that. Just, you know, let's advance the ball down the field,
exactly.
Whatever it takes. I don't care who's carrying it.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is a total turnaround for Marco Rubio. And this is huge, given the timing of it, because the Chamber of Commerce has gotten Republicans in Senate to sponsor a bipartisan bill to strip Trump of his tariff authority. It would give a total unanimous win to China in the trade conflict that I don't call a war, because it's not serious enough yet to call it a war. And Rubio is warning against that. I can't believe this in a new report. But what is so fascinating about what Rubio is doing here, he has come out and said China is the biggest geopolitical threat we have ever faced, including the Soviet Union during the Cold War. And he's right.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Because he is.
Russia has never really been the economic threat that China has been to us for a long, long time.
He said the Chinese effort to supplant America has no precedent. This is what I've been trying to hammer home for, 3 years now. Mm-hmm. The Soviet Union wanted to ideologically supplant us, he writes in his report. So they were a geopolitical competitor, primarily trying to overthrow governments, install communism. And he said they were a military competitor. China is all of those things, but so much more. And he said, listen, there's this China 2025 effort, which is basically where they want to come in, crush American industry. Through the ways I've long described, which is basically using, they can't outcompete us capitalistically. They just simply can't. We're too innovative for them. And so the Chinese government, subsidizes Chinese products in order to crush American industry, then come in and buy up all the factories.
And which they are designs and intellectual property that we develop. They stole from us.
Yes.
That's what they do. They steal this technology.
Here's what Rubio writes, and I can't believe this is coming from Rubio, because this is going to enrage his donors at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. But this is exactly what I've been saying, and it's really refreshing to have it echoed by Marco Rubio, especially at this time where I am absolutely terrified that Congress will take Trump's trade authority. Here's what he writes in his report. They have learned, take Trump's tariff authority, I mean, they have learned how to use the American multinational corporate class. Bingo. I can't believe he has put this in writing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. They have learned how to use the American multinational corporate class. And again, multinationals, for the most part, are American-owned businesses that have moved outside of America and whose primary objective is to use the government to hamstring, hurt, and crush their American-owned competition located inside
AKA
the country.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, a.k.a. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Business Roundtable, people like that who've been incredibly destructive to the U.S. economy, to the middle class, using the government. Anyway, here's what Marco Rubio writes. They have learned how to use the American multinational corporate class to lobby policymakers towards pro-China decisions.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Now, listen to this. For a long time, and I'm just reading this because it confirms what I've been telling you for a long time. For a long time, the assumption, Marco Rubio writes, was that China was the place where cheap stuff would be made, but all the valuable stuff would be developed in America. But they've developed the Made in China 2025 plan, which is designed to actually supplant us as the place that makes all of the valuable and higher end things. So it's just, not only is it comprehensive, it's overwhelming all of government. And I think we've been late to wake up to it.
You think?
Yeah. Now listen to what he says. You've heard this here on the show before. You still have a significant number of multinational corporations who view China as a huge market for them, and the decision makers in those companies have 5-year plans for themselves and for the company. Who cares if 15 years from now their company won't exist because their Chinese partner will have put them out of business?
Because they're looking at next quarter's balance sheet.
Exactly. And so what do they want? They want the Chinese government subsidized cheaper parts. Again, parts not made better by the Chinese through capitalistic competition. I'd be fine with that. But subsidized by the Chinese government because they can't beat us. And so they want to choke industries. They very nearly have destroyed the aluminum industry this way. Mm-hmm. By subsidizing aluminum because they can't compete. Even with their slave labor, they can't compete. So this is what he's saying. These companies are saying, hey, we got to get the profits next quarter. We got to stop Trump. Got to let China win. So communists will go on subsidizing our bottom line. And what Marco Rubio is saying, you're not going to be around in 15 years. And they don't care.
Because they'll be retired and... in Aruba or somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be millionaires, yeah. Billionaires, whatever.
Yeah.
Rubio writes, they're just trying to get 5 years of access so they can retire with very valuable stockholders. Yes, what you just said, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're technically headquartered in America, talking about the multinationals, doesn't mean they are American companies acting in the best interest of our nations. Yes, is what they do. They headquarter here, and then they move offshore to try to undercut their American competition with the help of the Chinese. And so what Rubio is doing, I mean, this feels like a miracle to me. I don't know where Rubio's coming. I mean, I guess I know he wants to run for president in the future. But, I mean, this was exactly what needed to be said by somebody like Rubio at a time where you have Senator Shelby and the Democrats trying to take Trump's tariff authority away and give a slam dunk win to the Chinese. And a permanent loss forever and ever to American manufacturing and industry. I mean, this is it. This is what I've been saying.
Yep.
And you know what this proves? This proves they know this on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. And they can't hide it anymore.
No.
That's why Rubio is putting it out there like it's news.
Yeah. So there's a problem. And those are a lot of the voices out there chirping about getting a trade deal done quickly because they want to be able to get back to the next few years and in short-term thinking, make their companies profitable, even if it means in the long term, it's bad for the company. You know, so it's bad for the country, it's bad for the company, and it's bad for industry. You guys will be wiped out, mm-hmm. like the aluminum industry.
Yeah.
So basically what he says, but the Trump administration has done more than anybody else ever has. And because they've called attention to it, you see a growing number of countries beginning to pay attention to it as well. Yeah, because no single country could take on China.
And because there is teeth to what Trump says.
Yeah.
We have had limp-wristed efforts by everybody from Jimmy Carter to Bill Clinton to, George H.W. Bush to George W. Bush to Obama about, supporting American businesses and the illegal trade practices. But nobody's ever done anything. And then this guy comes along, Donald Trump, who's an outsider, who says, man, I see exactly what the problem is. And here's what I'm going to do if you don't correct it. And his threats, which people realize now that he'll follow up on it, is making things change.
And he's using tariffs in a way they've never been used.
Exactly.
We have never seen this. There is no historical precedent. Anybody who says, well, we tried it in 1980, doesn't matter. The only means that Trump has to stop this is to punish China for its intellectual theft, but also for subsidizing these products so as to weaponize them against U.S. industry. Then, when they crash, come in and buy up all the factories. The only weapon he has is tariffs to punish them.
Yeah.
And this is because the WTO won't punish them. They were led into the WTO. They were given trade access to our countries in exchange for trade access to their markets. And then they promptly blocked us from their markets.
Of course, years ago, we gave most favored trade standing, favored nation trading status.
Yep.
Which compounded the problem.
And then you had NAFTA, which just crushed us because, again, they could not legally ship the subsidized goods designed and weaponized against our industry. They couldn't ship them over the seaports. That's illegal. But NAFTA gave them a loophole. That's why Trump's obsessed with NAFTA. So to have Marco Rubio join Trump's side here, that's just, it's huge. I would love to hear his phone call from the Chamber of Commerce. Man, somebody wet to depends at the Chamber of Commerce this morning. What? Save America? That's not profitable. Well, not for you. It is for the rest of us. Whose wages are going up significantly for the first time in a couple of decades, you boobs. Anyway, welcome to the party, Rubio. Appreciate it. What if for speaking out for being a conservative, for being a normal in America, you found yourself financially crippled and paralyzed. Wait to hear this story coming up. I saw this and I went, wow, this is the future. This is absolutely the future. But first, want to jump on this. Texter writes, Little Marco sounds like Alex Jones. Will Rubio now be banned from social media? Oh, I have no idea. Texter writes about the last segment. The Chinese did this to furniture companies and wood yards, all China owned. Yep. Texter writes, okay about Trump and the intelligence community. He rubbed them the wrong way. So has Chuck Schumer said the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday to get you, and they're still trying to get him? You know, I am glad the Texter brought that up. I haven't played that clip in a long time. Do you remember this? This was from the beginning of the Trump presidency. It was the first couple of months. And he's on with Rachel Maddow. And he's warning Trump, listen, don't you challenge or criticize the intelligence community in any way. Or else. And boy, did these words turn out to be prophetic. Here's Chuck Schumer on Rachel Maddow, totally foreshadowing everything we're seeing right now.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Right. Okay. It's not your job. They operate as a shadow government, folks. That's what they do. Well, he's made us mad, so we'll get him back. No, that's not your job. Your job is to go after criminals and, you know, like mass shooters, like Nicholas Cruz. It was not a priority. Texter writes, Garlington is a parking lot. I'm not sure why that's noteworthy, but thank you for texting it to me, same as every morning. Garlington is a parking lot. I got on at Roper Mountain heading to Pelham 15 minutes ago, and I'm about halfway there. Yeah, I hate when that happens. Texter writes, Anthony from Greer. So I heard on the news report the FBI investigation into Russian collusion could end as soon as next week, and they are not sure if the findings will be made public. Allow me to disclose their findings. And they just puts ? The end. Yeah, they got nothing. Oh, and by the way, Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence and himself a liar and a perjurer, had this to say. They're already sort of deflating the expectations here about Mueller's report. He says it might be anticlimactic. Yeah, because y'all got nothing.
The hope is that the Mueller investigation will clear the air on this issue once and for all. I'm really not sure it will, and the investigation, when completed, could turn out to be quite anticlimactic and not draw a conclusion about that. Again, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's not as confident as when he was running around telling us Trump was a Russian agent. Definitively. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, Tara, the Democrats have become the party of fake outrage, courtesy of Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, and fake investigations, too. Fake investigations, too. All right, can you imagine a world? And by the way, this is how they already live in China. This is what life is like in China. Can you imagine a world where for speaking out in the way you've become used to about what you believe politically, you are literally not just censored, not just throttled. We've seen that on social media. But I mean completely shut down. With everything being electronic today, that's not very hard to do. Well, wait till you hear what just happened to Jewish activist. She's also a conservative activist, Laura Loomer. And you got watch what's going on with her. She's very popular online, but she doesn't have a big voice on like Fox News or something. So she is completely vulnerable to being silenced because she doesn't have a way to go on mass media and whoop up outrage about it. Wait till you hear what just happened to her. And by the way, losing her Twitter account for pointing out that Ilhan Omar is a Jewish person hater and anti-Semitic wench. She lost her Twitter account for that. Well, it turns out she was just ahead of the curve. The Democrats had to censor her. Ilhan Omar for her anti-Semitism. So, I mean, Laura Loomer hadn't done anything Nancy Pelosi hasn't done. And the Democrat Party leadership has now not done, having to censor her because, yes, she's an anti-Semite. Well documented. But Nancy Pelosi still has a Twitter account. Laura Loomer doesn't. But wait till you hear what else she's lost. Folks, this is a sign of things to come. Coming up in just a second, what should we do? What do you think the Greenville County Council will do about this whole library situation? Yeah, because the moms who like the drag queens to read to their kids, they want to do this every month now. $50,000 worth of security. Let's see, that'd be like, what, $600,000 for the year? Anyway, two members of county councils, I just learned on the news, are going to propose that, you know, if you want to rent space at the library, fine. But if there's any security needed, you pay. It's only fair, right? I mean, and I think that should be applied to people I agree with. If you want to read the Bible, you're the NRA, you want to meet there, you're a gun rights group, you want to meet there, anybody who might provoke a protest. I shouldn't have to pay for your security expenses. Especially not when you could do it in your living room. And everybody's pretending, well, where will they go? Well, their living rooms. Invite a drag queen to your home and have them read to your kids. If that's what you want, leave me out of it. I don't care what you do. Just leave me out of it as a taxpayer. And I think that's what people are saying. And I want to leave them out of it, too. If they don't like what I want to do at the library, fine. They shouldn't have to pay for my security. Love to know what you think about this. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, what does the county council do with this? What do you bet they fold? What do you want to bet they do not pass? Because they're a bunch of liberals in disguise. What do you want to bet they do not pass a measure saying, hey, you got to pay for your own security? Just wait for it. No, wait for it. 800-347-1063, text line 71307, because they'll be called intolerant. But what that actually is fair. It's fair. I'd love to know what you think. Listen, there were a lot of people yesterday texting me saying, well, Shane, it's no way. They shouldn't have to pay for it because they got death threats. Well, they said they got death threats. Listen, if you do something so controversial as having drag queens read to little kids, you know you're going to provoke controversy. And again, I'd say this if the NRA wanted to do something. You know you're going to provoke controversy. You know that. And your argument is, I got a right to free speech in a public place. Well, so does everybody else. And if you are doing something that you know is going to provoke people and you have deliberately publicized it to get maximum publicity for the exact reason that you want protests, you want attention, the other people who disagree with you have a right to express themselves in the public space just like you do. And if that causes potential conflict, you ought to pay for it. Or have it in your own darn living room. That's what I think. Love to know what you think. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay, Laura Loomer. I knew this was coming. I mean, not specifically this, but something like this. Laura Loomer is an online sensation, although she's not really on Fox News or anything, but a lot of people follow her, or they used to, before they took her Twitter account. And she's been highly effective lately, which is why you knew she had to be punished. She was the one, this was awesome, she was the one who hired illegal immigrants and then went on Nancy Pelosi's front lawn, behind the wall, of course, they jumped the wall, should be fine with Pelosi, at her Napa Valley property and had the illegal immigrants erect a tent for her that had pictures of people who were killed by illegal immigrants and their family members. And they just sat there and challenged the idea, okay, well, we went over Nancy's wall and we're on her front lawn, we ought to be able to do that. Of course, she was arrested. Her next target was Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And there's a wall around the governor's mansion there, too. So she took the illegals and they jumped the wall and they did their usual thing. Right. Well, that's not going to be tolerated. I mean, that gets too close to the truth and we can't have the truth. Left can't. Right. So she had to be punished. But they were running out of ways to punish her. I mean, they'd already taken her Twitter account. She handcuffed herself to the doors in front of the Twitter corporate center. That really set him off. So they had to figure out what to do with her. Watch this. There is a precedent here that's scary. Because she is a big voice online. She's not, again, a Fox News person. So she can't You know, she doesn't have that big box soapbox to protest her silencing, which makes her very much like you, me, and everybody else online. What did they do to her? They took her bank accounts. This is stunning. Now, so far, I mean, the tech giants were conducting war on people like Laura Loomer before. But CARE, you know, Council on American Islamic Relations, got mad that Laura Loomer suggested that Ilhan Omar is an anti-Semite who hates Jews, using Ilhan Omar's own tweets. Well, it turns out she was just ahead of the curve. Now the whole Democrat Party leadership has condemned Ilhan Omar for being an anti-Semite and told her to knock it off with the tweets. Incredibly, they all still have Twitter accounts. Laura Loomer does not. She's conservative, so you're not allowed to say those things about liberals. And anti-Semitism is A-OK with Twitter. Oh, it is. There's multiple examples. So they'd already banned conservative activist Laura Loomer from Twitter months ago for saying exactly what Nancy Pelosi did last week. So how'd they get back at her? CARE went after her, and it worked. She has now lost her Chase personal bank account at Chase Bank and her PayPal account. Now, let's think about this for a minute, okay? Let's think about this for a minute. If Chase is willing to go that far in response to complaints. And again, Laura Loomer doesn't work for a major media outlet. She is her own major media outlet. She needs the PayPal account to make money to support herself off her efforts online, which she should be able to do. There's a demand for it. That's what capitalism is. And by the way, if you're on the left, you ought to be able to do the same thing with no interference. They took her Chase Bank account. They barred her from the Chase Bank app and banned her from PayPal. Think about this for a minute, okay? What would it be like to attempt to conduct yourself in a world that is digital financially? Especially if you depend for your income, you know, on your online activities, which she does in part, she says. She's had to get a job since she's been stripped of all this. For, again, saying exactly what Nancy Pelosi did last week. What would this look like if this went large scale? Lists of people. Doxed. Bank accounts stripped. What would your daily life be like if, because of something you wrote on Facebook or Twitter, you not only lost those accounts, now you can't fight back. Do you know how hard it would be if you had to use cash all the time? Shoot, how would you pay your bill? I guess you'd have to mail them, checks? But there's so many things you can't pay for that way now. I mean, this would, for many people, this would cripple you financially. Now, this is just one person. It's just one example. But I've not seen this so far. Losing personal bank accounts, losing access to apps, losing access to online banking. And I don't know if the other banks are going to go along with this, but I wouldn't bet against it. This is terrifying. She says, I'm sick to my stomach knowing that I'm being targeted by billionaires who now have suspended my access to my online banking via the Chase app, my Chase account. I am contemplating ways to fight back. The suspension of my Chase account comes just weeks after I was banned by PayPal. Why am I being targeted like a terrorist in my own country? She is. Is it now a crime in America to be a supporter of President Donald Trump? Well, I mean, it is. He's already been stripped of his Fourth Amendment rights. He doesn't have any rights. Why should she? I mean, folks, think about this. As we increasingly have our finances go digital, the power they have to strip you of your ability to conduct transactions is significant. And they're doing it. By the way, there's a petition at change.org to restore Laura Loomer's PayPal account. You want to sign that. Republican leaders, by the way, remain silent. They don't care. So you show up on Nancy Pelosi's front lawn with some illegal immigrants. She said she wanted them to go over the wall. She don't want a wall, but she never ripped down her wall. You embarrass the left like this, and you do it effectively, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. This can't continue, folks. I don't want to live in this country. Not a country like this. And we don't have to. We just need the Republican leadership to act. Let's jump on the line, the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, with Lynn in Fountain Inn. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know I have deleted my PayPal account. Of course, it won't affect anybody, but it's just the thought of the whole thing that they're trying to do to Laura Loomer.
Well, good for you, Lynn. And I gave up using PayPal a long time ago. I go to great lengths not to use PayPal because of their politics. But you know what? It's going to take stuff. It's going to take stuff like that to keep this from becoming a thing. And what you got to worry about is them this becoming widespread. You begin to use your ability to lose your ability to use the banking system if you think wrong. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate your phone call and taking action. Texture writes, a lot of you what you thought about the moms who want to bring in the drag queens to read to their kids at $50,000 a pop for security. Yep, county council going to be considering, they say, something that would make them pay for their own security and everybody else at the library, which is only fair. Texture writes, they can use parks or rent a space and pay their way to read to anybody interested in hearing from drag queens. Even charge admission. So true. Texter writes, oh, Greenville County will fold like a cheap suit. So when that happens, I'll be organizing my anti-abortion group to meet at the library meeting room. If they open this door, they will have to allow both sides or face an angry mob. Texter writes, why don't the men just come and read without the drag costumes? Then it's just kids, just a kids reading event. Why the drag? To stir the pot, the texter says. Texter writes about Laura Loomer, PayPal wouldn't even release the money she has in her PayPal account. Another texter writes, Laura better try Bitcoin. Yeah, I know. Another texter writes, why is no one talking about the $50,000 I have been that they charge for security? Six officers for 30 hours, then another 144 officers for 8 hours? Ridiculous. Well, you know what? You got to take that up with the sheriff. Texter writes, next they will be filing bogus lawsuits against her trying to bankrupt her. The left loves to engage in lawfare. Yes, it does. Texter writes, why did Chase and PayPal say that was the reason for closing the accounts? They didn't. They didn't bother. They just took them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.